Oh, did you? Okay. Uh-oh. We can lead into this.
Sure.
You're not in collective.
Hell no. Did you go back in?
No, but I have three friends send me screenshots of something that went down lately.
Uh-oh.
Had a plant purge. And everything on thrips.
Oh, no. Did people call him out for you?
They must have, because he made a post.
Okay.
And said, I'm leaving the country. Please contact Libby, Aaron, or Tyler for a refund.
Oh, man.
But, like, you have to ask for a refund.
Oh, not just, like, everybody gets a refund. Oof. I'll cut the name out, but we can leave this in. Youch.
And then because I work for the person who does the beneficial insects, I was like, does he normally order beneficial bugs? And she was like, no. Mm. My brain is like, you're a, quote, experienced seller. Oof. And you didn't even check your plants for thrips before you sold them?
Well, like,
I get it if everything's struggling because, like, you're not focusing on your collection. But, like, oh, my God. Can you not see their tiny little sheds?
Well, and that's the
on
one
the goddamn leaves.
Not like I don't want to be. I'm not going to be mean about it, right? But like that's an obvious one when you have them.
Well, especially if it's like if your whole collection is infested,
right?
You're right. I do feel like that's an obvious one because there will be little tiny white sheds,
right,
on everything.
Well, the modeling is such a giveaway, and like
it's even true. Yeah, the sheds, way the leaf little, reacts to being eaten. Yeah, 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 same. So like I was not participating by any means, but.
Right.
I did shout out Cassandra, see if she wanted to go through and add up. Cassandra said there were like 800 comments.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, I'm not going to go through. And I was like, no, I wouldn't either. Like, I don't even bother if there's like 200 to 300 comments.
Mm-hmm. But like, in the sale post? Gotcha.
Must have been a lot.
Yeah.
So sucks to be them. Sucks to be someone who bought plants from them. Man, I'm just glad I'm not in the Facebook group anymore.
I'm just glad I'm just not buying plants anymore. Like,
oh my God, same. I mean, I've been saying this for a while, and like sometimes I do buy a plant.
It's not that I'm not acquiring stuff. It's just like doing trades and just giving away stuff. And
oh,
like,
so you are acquiring. You're just not purchasing.
Not a lot, though. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I bought the alocasia for my plantiversary during the summer.
Which one?
The alocasia... Brancifolia.
Oh, okay. You found that at Tonkado, right?
Yeah. We should start the episode. We should start the episode.
Hi, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Christine.
And we're having a planty chat, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
We ADHD'd and forgot to introduce the episode.
Yeah.
Go figure. So on character for us. Okay, so you got a Brancifolia from Tonkado for your birthday.
Yep.
Cool.
Not birthday, plantiversary.
Plantiversary, that's right. Your plantiversary was...
June 27th.
Oh, God, that was so long ago.
Yeah. It's my grandma's birthday, that's how I remember.
Mine's September 5th, and I got a card from some lovely listeners.
Nice.
Never figured out who organized that or sent it. God damn it. Thanks, guys. It was cute. It's on my fridge.
But about that, and then I can't tell you the last time I bought a plant.
I bought a plant from Mackie at our plant sale. It was a euphorbia. No, gotcha. God, it was, damn it. It was a Haworthia, and it was $5. Mm. And Mackie was like, you don't need to pay me for this. And I was like, take my money.
Right.
But I do like those spiky boys. So I was like, I have to have this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did trade for some stuff at the sale. Like, I got a Milana Bellata.
Yeah.
Begonia. I got a Brazil again.
Oh. April would have been the last time I bought plants. Because I did a couple Hoya sales, but we're talking like a dollar a node kind of stuff. Nothing like...
It's been ages since I've spent more than $10 on a plant.
Right.
And like, honestly... Okay, I do realize I've run out of space to put smaller plants because none of my plants really fit in that category and I have a problem. But I'm just so happy with what I have and growing it to the size it's at. Mm-hmm. Minus the fact that everything's too big, you know, but... I don't know. Like, I'm content. And, okay, when I got beneficial bugs this last round because my plants came indoors, so I wanted to treat them with beneficial bugs so I didn't have to do any spray downs other than a water hose down. I bought – if you classified them by large, medium, and small size bugs, I got the mediums of everything as far as, like, size of the – I don't know. Whatever. The size of the bugs I got. No, that's not right. The medium quantity. There we go.
Yeah, you weren't doing sachets, but you also weren't doing, like, the – heavy duty.
Yeah, like I got a 1-liter bag instead of a 1/2-liter bag, or gosh, you know, I don't even know. Yeah. Anyway, I went through and I was trying to be strategic in how I sprinkled them so that I made sure to sprinkle enough for my whole collection. And mm-hmm. so, like, you know, by the time I was done with the upstairs, I was like, okay, I have to have at least a third left for the tent downstairs. And, like, I did a really great job. So sure. much that I had to go around a second time and keep sprinkling because I still had bugs left over. And so I was like, I know I have fewer plants, but they're bigger. So I was like, trade-offs, right? But it definitely yeah. feels like I'm, I don't even want to say it, more manageable. I'm going to jinx myself. I don't know.
Sure.
Side note, though, this winter I am going to make a point to water my plants in place. Oh. Normally that's not my thing. Normally I take them to the kitchen. But if you were currently in my living room, if you look at, let's say, Mr. Obifolia, Mr. Who's that? Burgundy Ficus, Tycon, Regal Shield, Ruby Ficus. I can't take those to the kitchen.
No.
They're huge.
Well, even mine are starting, like my Tycon, obviously, it's still like half the size of yours. But I don't want to, like, it's so difficult to get through doorways right now with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to get trays.
You should have seen me bring, okay, I guess I didn't, I did take Tycon out for a hose down. You should have seen me having to bring him in. Mm. I was like strategically walking through doorways backwards so that
oh, sure.
he could like be folded into the doorway instead of like getting caught on the doorway. It's a whole thing. Yeah, because he got a wipe down too, which was really nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, like I don't, like if it's in a 6-inch pot, I have no problem taking that to the kitchen to water it. But like even some of these 8-inch pots and like Moonlight, all of those guys, I've just been watering them on the floor in my plant room, like especially Rojo Congo too. He's wide. Just watering him on the floor in the plant room because I can't take him to the kitchen because if I put him on the kitchen counter, there's no room for anything else.
Right, right.
So, now that everything's moved into the house for winter, everything is in a saucer that's like just a little bit bigger than the pot size so that I have room to water it. Mm-hmm. Let a little water sit in the saucer, let it soak up overnight, and then ideally I'm gonna have to get better at this, but ideally in the morning all the water will have soaked up so I don't even have to go around and like dump anything.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But again, I'm not gonna pick things up when they're fully watered to dump them. Right. So I bought a turkey baster. So I have my $11 turkey baster from Target. I did this already. I went around and I turkey basted the excess water in the saucers into my watering jug, dumped down the sink.
Funny.
It worked really well. And like, you know, granted I was spending like 1 minute sucking water from the saucer with the turkey yeah. baster, but I didn't have to lift that plant up or cautiously carry a full saucer of water to the sink to dump it.
You should ask my mom. They make syringes that are like massive. Oh,
like the ones that you pull up?
Yeah, the real big ones. They're for like horses, like putting like medicine in horses' mouths.
Uh-huh.
That might even be, you could suck way more up and
more than a turkey baster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I don't even necessarily need to ask your mom. I could just Google.
That is true.
You can, what would we call it? A horse a horse syringe.
Large
syringe. I'll call it a horse medicine syringe. But the big one's $40. Mm. Ooh, pack of 10, $27. Do I got 7 people who want to go in on this with me? Just watch. I've said this on the podcast, and now 7 people.
It could be. Honestly would be interested in it to put water in LECA plants.
Oh. Would you just need to know how many, how much water goes in there? And then.
Kinda, yeah. And then
fill
just.
Fill it up and dump it in?
Yeah. Because when I'm real hard in a I can't take care of my plants right now phase,
mm-hmm.
I, for the LECA stuff, I literally just dump water into them with a cup
yeah.
and just hope either it's enough to get them through or hopefully mm-hmm. don't rot them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but something like that where it's got a little more of a, it's not a needle, listeners. It's kind of like a.
It's a dosing syringe.
Yeah.
If you give it a Google.
Yeah. So it's
like how you feed a baby cough medicine.
Yeah.
It's got the like blunt tip,
yeah.
not a needle, goes in their mouth, yeah. not their veins,
but just a larger version. So just something that's a little more controlled. So I'm not just like dumping water sometimes when the cup misses or
you feel like a fancy doctor fast. If you yeah. did that. Yeah, we could look into those. I don't know. I'm totally okay with the turkey baster too. Cause it is a fairly big one and it does. Mm. I'm also going to make sure I get better at it.
Right.
So I think my game plan for this next time I water, I will take and okay, so I have the IKEA watering jug where it's just like the long spout. I brought it home from work and I haven't used it all summer. And I was like, you know, I want that thing because if I'm not moving my plants, I like the long neck. So that's more or less just under half a gallon.
Sure.
So I can eventually figure out how many of those to put in each pot. And then I'll just go around. I'll water everything once. I'll come back. If there's water, if there's no water in the saucer, I'll water it again. I'm hoping for a quarter of an inch of water in the saucer to leave overnight. If I have half an inch, I think we're going to have to go and suck some water up because that's going to be too much.
Sure.
But I'm hoping because like last year I did the Regal Shield and the Tycon. I watered them that way over the winter because I didn't want to pick them up. And I got pretty good at it. But now if we're doing everybody that way.
Right.
So, you know, and honestly, hopefully that's less work for me for watering because last year I'd water stuff in the kitchen. They'd sit in trays overnight. And then in the morning, I would be late for work because I was busy putting plants back.
Right.
Because you have to pull them out of their saucers, out of their water, and stick them in a dry saucer so they can drip dry. And you do that before you eat breakfast. So that when after you walk the dog and eat your breakfast and brush your teeth, you can put them away before you leave for work. But then you're still going to be late for work.
Yeah.
That's my life. So if I don't have to put plants away before work, maybe I can be on time. Oh, she saw where her things are hidden. No.
If you're out all over the mic.
Yeah. Say something spicy. Can you hear it?
Welcome to the podcast, my puppy. We're listeners, if you haven't already noticed, you probably have. We're trying new microphones out to see if we like them because they're wireless. So we can maybe start doing more travel-ish type episodes.
They look like tiny hockey pucks.
Yeah, they're just like tiny.
Or tiny little robot vacuums.
They're like buttons. I think we call them buttons.
Buttons? They also look like robot vacuums.
They do. They do look like a little Roombas. But the hope is to maybe be able to go to like the conservatory or
give you guys a virtual tour. Actually, that would be kind of fun because we could talk about the things and then tell people which way we're going so that they could also listen to the podcast while they go to the conservatory.
Oh, that'd be fun. That would be fun.
That would be so nerdy.
Like a listen along.
A guided tour.
Oh, man.
I can show you my favorite Gloriosum. So Christine walked into my house and was stopped in her tracks by my giant Calathea orbifolia.
Yeah, it is. A beast.
So what I did, for once in my life, I have more grow lights than plants. Okay. And I don't mean this like every plant has a grow light, but like I've situated the plants in my house and I feel like I've done a good job and I'm like, oh shit, I still have like, you know, 10 more grow lights to install and put somewhere, right? So one of them I did this last week. I have a Vita from Soltech. I bought one of the light bulbs because I knew somewhere I had this cord. And I have this cool lampshade from IKEA.
Yeah.
It's the, it's a giant cylinder. It's black on the outside and like bronze on the inside, like a nice orange. I bought it and used it for 8 months and haven't used it in like 10 years. So I was like, I'm going to put that with the shade.
Right.
And so I didn't put it up right away because I didn't know where to put it. Because, like, that lampshade has to go in a specific spot because it's so big. So, like, I don't want to stick it in a corner. Also, the plants are too tall. And I was like, I almost put it downstairs in the corner.
Oh, sure.
But then I had the idea, what if I put it in the middle of my bay window? I have a plant bar that I don't use anymore because turns out plants and macrame don't do so hot. But having a metal pipe installed on the ceiling of your bay window is surprisingly handy for many reasons.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have a disco ball hanging from it. Now I have a light hanging from it. I have all my S-hooks hanging there for when I need them. It's just a weird coincidence. And I have no need to take it down because it's not in the way.
Right.
And then actually it's really great for Christmas decorations because I can put the S-hooks up and put all my sexy merman on them.
Oh, sure.
And then dangle some garland. Anyway, everyone should have a metal pipe in your bay window. So that's where I installed the Vita with the shade. And then I was like, ooh, you know, I need one cool statement plant to go underneath this. And I knew right away it should be my orbifolia because he's the most bush-like. I think he's the nicest bush I have. That's what she said. The Moonlight was also like a contender, but I feel like that one's too vertical and not like round enough. Gotcha. It's very much like a cylinder shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The orbifolia is a nice round bush, so I stuck him there. And then Christine's on one side. Christine is sitting in my chair. On the other side is Spicy's room, her little gated bed kennel-y area thingy,
pen thing.
And then there's a nice little end table with two naked men wrestling marble statue on it. I say this so casually, but I'm dead serious. They got their junk out and everything. Mm-hmm. Found that in an estate sale. It was wonderful. But it's a cute little area. It's like a cute little...
It is.
Like I just want to sit down and read a book or something. Scroll my phone. Look at dogs on the Humane Society page.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, goddamn, this Calathea is huge. I don't know what I did. Actually, I know. I gave it south-facing light for a summer.
That's so... I mean, I guess it makes sense for an orb, but I just... I don't know. I feel like Calatheas don't want south light, you know?
So he was not doing, like, the greatest, and he didn't look the best, so I was like, okay... Honestly, whenever I have a plant that does that, the secret is just give them more light.
Sure.
Because, like, that was my Fry Deck.
Sure.
Or my Green Velvet back in the day. I was like, he's never quite happy. Let's give him a good spot and see what happens. And then same with this guy. But, like, he's probably, probably easily 3 feet wide when you're looking at the plant as a whole. And then some of these leaves are, like, 10, 11 inches wide. Mm-hmm. And you know they're big circly leaves. So they're just giant plates. Mm-hmm. And then I took him to the state fair. He got first place in the houseplants category.
I can see why.
And this is the plant that beat my elbow.
It's a very nice plant.
And like I made sure for the contest to trim off any of the leaves with the brown. And then I trimmed off the brown edges too. So he was like,
super nice,
super looking. Fine, and like he still looks really great, even though he has a little bit of brown. But like, damn man, you know, like okay, people are like, Calatheas need added humidity. Like, I think he could be a little nicer if he had added humidity. But like, if you look at him, I've done that without any humidity.
But yeah,
he's lived in my living room.
It's also at this size at this point that it's creating its own humidity to just make it happy.
You'd like to think that, but he dries out quicker.
Oh, does he?
Quicker than I would like him to, so he's not actually getting to stick around in the humidity, microclimate.
His little microbiomes.
Yeah. But yeah, if you look in between his leaves, like, he's got a bunch of those. They look like little straws when they come out, the new leaves.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bunch of those at any given time, just, like, ready to put out new ones. I'm like, what are you even doing?
Do you, I mean, I don't see any, like, sachets on him. Do you have issues with pests?
I haven't.
I know. Knock on all the wood.
I would really hate it if he did get spider mites. But like, that's the thing. If you don't stress out your plants and you keep them happy, they are so much less likely to attract pests. Mm-hmm. And let's see. He lived inside for the summer. And I didn't have any pest pressures inside besides the aphids that came and went.
Sure.
And anytime a plant had aphids, I put it outside for the wasps to eat, and they took care of it within a week.
And I don't see aphids going onto a Calathea because they're not producing.
It was interesting. They started on like some of the Hoyas that they like. And then once I got rid of the Hoyas in the house, they moved on to the next plant of choice.
Right.
And like they even went and attacked my moonlight for a period.
I could see that. I think because I would assume part of it is I should look up if there's a correlation with like aphids and flowering plants, if they just really tend to gravitate towards nectar producing stuff.
Yeah, anything with like extra floral nectaries.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of extra floral nectaries, every time I walk by my Billy, I leave with like
a sticky
pant leg or a sticky finger or something.
Yeah, right. I can't touch my mayo. I can't touch my Billy. I can't touch my Squamiferum. Mm-hmm. Can't touch my Dark Lord. Can't touch my Glad Hands. What's the other one out there? Can't touch my Tortum. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if it's a small spot, like, it's easy enough to just, like, lick it. And it goes away. But, like, man, why are these plants so sticky?
But with my luck, it's like, I brush by my Billy, I get a, sap on my arm, and then immediately there's cat hair stuck to it. That's just how it is in my house.
Oh, no.
It sucks.
Good thing your cat's not brushing up against the billy.
No, they do.
Do they get sticky on them?
They don't get sticky, but there's cat hair on the billy leaves that I have to brush off.
That was going to be my next thing. Because
it's in the window, and you've seen my ledges. They're kind of wider. Mm-hmm. Roscoe loves hanging out on those. So yeah. He walks by the billy, brushes against it, cat hair stuck.
Funny.
Yep.
What a silly goose. I do like having a jungle cat.
Yeah.
I have a jungle dog. I did catch her trying to lick some gutation off a plant, and I was like, don't you fucking do that, because it was a Diffenbachia. I was like, you should not lick that.
Oh no, not that one.
I was like, the one plant I own that you should absolutely not lick.
Roscoe does it on my tie.
Postneck, I caught him, I caught him licking some leaves the other day, but he does that. He'll like lick some leaves and then walk away.
It's the gutiation for Roscoe. I don't know why he seeks out water that way.
I'm thirsty, Mom.
I know. I give him all of the water supplies and he goes after.
You dropped it.
What a needy girl.
She knows it's back there. Fool. Fool.
So there's something about dogs not liking the stairs with the back's missing.
Oh,
she
sure.
Won't go downstairs.
Mm.
And I have left the door open while I do plant tent watering,
mm-hmm.
so that if she wants to come down and say hi, she can. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not going to force her to go downstairs. Mm-hmm. But she won't. She'll the farthest I've seen her do is she'll put one paw on the top step.
Mm.
And then think about it and then change her mind.
Well, it's probably because she can see through it, so she's nervous.
But, like, that's the thing. She's at the top of the stair. She can't really see it.
That's true.
It's just because they're wood stairs.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a feeling, yeah, she gets to the bottom, she'll be like, oh, hell no, I'm not going up those.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, she wouldn't even go down them. But if she wants to chase the cat up the carpeted stairs and the gate's not there, she'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
No problem.
Yeah. Ooh, Christine, I was telling you yesterday because I asked you a question, but I didn't. I don't know. We'll tell our listeners. I had two extra burinas, and I was like, where am I going to put these? Mm. Not under the cabinet light or not under the kitchen cabinets.
Mm.
So I stuck them in my cabinet
mm-hmm.
where I have. What do I have? I had six in there. So I was like, let's just double up. One of the rows, we'll put more lights in there. So I now have 8 cabinets in my 2.5 foot wide plant cabinet. Did I say that right?
8 burinas.
Thank you.
Yep. That's pretty insane. It doesn't seem super bright.
Guess what? Okay. So it's probably, what, 2 feet tall, like in the box area. Sure. So like there's Hoyas sitting on the bottom of the cabinet, and then there's a couple on like a little wood block. So they're a little higher up, but then I also have the circle trellises on there. Mm-hmm. So those are definitely closer to the light. Mm-hmm. But I was measuring it the other day, and everybody more or less is getting 130 micromoles per meter squared for 12 hours, which puts the DLI at 5.6.
Right.
And then I asked you what yours are getting, and you said when you do your 800 foot candles for 12 hours, uh-huh. it equals out to more or less 5.6 as well, yeah. or 5.9, sorry, for the DLI. I was like, okay, cool. Maybe this will make my Hoyas happier.
Yeah.
And, like, the ones in the back row, they don't have the added light because I put the row towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the guys sitting on the floor who are a little further away from the light who are now getting more light.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this is the kick in the pants my little Hoyas need to do all the things.
What are you trying to get out of them?
I just want my Husqvarna Variegata to look like yours.
Well, mine started in that setup.
I know, cabinet, 3 nodes.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
And then it just got too tall, so it went downstairs.
Yeah, he's doing good, but he's not doing great.
Is it in Lekka or Pond still? What is it in?
Shit, let me look. He's in Lekka. So he was in Pond. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough airflow because it was the small pond.
That's my theory on that, because I think Hoyas and Alocasias like a little more air. So they like the Lekka because it's, you know, the bigger balls yeah. allow more airflow.
Bigger balls, is that what you said?
Yeah.
He's on my cool fuck trellis from that fucking trellis guy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Zach. But, like, if you look in the back of my Matilde and my Serpens, They're on circle trellises and they're going nuts. And the tilb is especially crazy. Like, you saw what he looked like six months ago. He just keeps going. He's really going off in there right now.
Did I give you that?
We bought it together.
Right, the cuttings.
I think we split the cost, and then I gave them all to you, and then you gave me cuttings when I felt like it.
Right. Gabby has my old Matilde mother plant. They said it's doing fantastically
well. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. They said it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah. I got the La Jolla Sunrise in there. That was a gift from Catherine. But I made an insane mother plant, which looks amazing right now. But once that thing starts growing and vining, I'm going to have a problem on my hands.
Either I killed or my serpents decided to not live anymore.
Would you like some cuttings?
At some point. Not right now. The winter would be hard to start it, I think.
Gotcha.
Because I think I've been talking about it. I had transferred it to soil and put it outside for the summer. Ow, she bit me. And it just never seemed to really take off from there. And then when it came inside, it just crisped up and died.
Interesting.
I was like, all right.
So he's definitely the moodiest.
Yes.
Little Hoya.
I think a lot of people will say that it is one of the hardest, if not the hardest, to grow.
The hardest?
Maybe
not. And that's what mine looks like? Maybe the person with seven Hoyas?
It's difficult to start. And it's very temperamental. I can't get
Rosita to do a fucking thing.
My Rosita's finally growing.
I think I root knotted mine again after and I just propped it to fix that problem.
It sat stagnant for like a year. I haven't repotted it in a really long time. I probably should. But all of a sudden, roots are now out of the bottom of the pot. And even though the older parts of the vine are like dropping leaves, it's growing new vines. It's just like, I'm happy. And it's flowering.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand that one. It baffles me.
Yeah, I really like that one. I just, every time it's like either not growing or it's root rotting.
Right.
And then I fix it. And then like I give Cassandra one that I had. It was like, I think I took cuttings off it and then took the butt cuts, put them in soil and like rooted them enough to give it to her. And she's like, it's doing great. I love your soil mix. I'm like, why is it doing it for you but not me?
Right.
But I took whatever two cuttings I salvaged this last time. And I think they dried out a little too much because now they're being unhappy with me. And I'm like, I just can't win.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be one I just give up on for the moment.
Yeah, plants are good.
But I have the Gunungating from you.
Oh, yeah. How's that
doing? Put out one new leaf. And then it was like, no.
Oh.
And then I found it crisp up on the floor. And I was like, but now it's getting certifiable 130 micromoles per meter squared for 12 hours. Next to the
Sigillatus Borneo.
A Borneo, yep. And then I will be happy to report to Miss Katie that your Hoya carrii that you gave, we traded for, it put out a new leaf.
And regular or variegated?
It's the inner variegated.
Same. Mine also put out a leaf.
The new leaf looks kind of dumpy, but it's probably because I let it get a little too dry. And I'm going to have to probably put him in a little bit bigger pot that holds a little bit moisture soon. But I see that he is growing.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
My Crassio Pilatus Splash that I did not ask for, but Katie gave to me anyway, is also going crazy.
Very cool.
Crassio Pilatus grows way too fast for me. I don't.
You're too good.
They're too unruly.
I think I also the Pollinura that I was growing, the monster pot, just decided he didn't want to be a monster pot anymore. Oh. So I took cuttings, gave some away, sold some, made some pots. The one I made for myself, I kept the slightly longer end cuttings, rooted those directly in soil. And it was funny because like the way that my plant was growing, you know how like the vine wants to go a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want him to be a nice plant immediately, I need the vine to grow a certain other way.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is when I prepped him, I stuck chopsticks in the soil and then attached the vines to the chopsticks so everyone was facing up.
Oh, sure.
And then I've slowly been angling the chopsticks so that his little vine will reorient so they will flop over the pot normally.
Nice.
And it's working.
I'm thinking of doing something like how Not Dude has his Bellas. You know how he has like every version of Bella in a pot?
I'm going to do that together with
Pollinura. Yeah.
That would be okay.
Because I've got, and I might need to get the OG from you because I don't have one anymore. But I've got, yeah. If I can get the OG, I've got my weird splashy one, and then I've currently got outer variegated elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And then so someday I'll get inner variegated elbow. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to ultimately grow that one in the cabinet forever because he mm-hmm. did do really nice in my south-facing mm-hmm. hanging window. But I did notice he is starting to grow.
Yeah.
New leaves on his little vines. So that's what I wanted. That's the good sign I'm looking for. So.
Right.
It's just such a... I just love the leaves. They're such a cool shape.
Yeah, they're
and
good.
The coloring is nice and the growth habit just pleases me.
Very good, Hoya.
I like him. Even if he didn't, even if he wanted to give up on lack of life, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I put him in a pot from a local artist that I like. It's a mono, so it's one of the confetti pots.
Oh,
so I don't use a lot of like actual ceramic pots anymore because nursery pots are just so easy.
It's too easy.
But I wanted something nice for myself because the Hoyas don't actually need to be repotted that often.
Mm-hmm.
So. I put those cuttings in a nice pot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because that cabinet is just Hoyas.
That's fine. That's what my cabinet is.
No, I know. But like, it's actually like a nice display.
Yeah.
As opposed to being chock full of propagations.
Right. That is true. Yeah.
So like, I got a shelf for my birthday last year and it's in the greenhouse. And I didn't actually go and buy any... fancy grow lights for the shelf. I used our seed starting shop lights
mm-hmm.
that were $11 on sale at Menards. There's two per shelf. And oh my God, seriously, the amount. Okay. The lights are bright enough that two per shelf. I mean, you need it because the shelf is so wide, but like how many shelves do I have? Four shelves, five shelves. If you count the top one, they're too close together.
Oh.
So, like, yeah. My philodendrons, I have to skip a shelf
mm-hmm.
and then put them down below. So, like, I'm not even utilizing the shelf to its full potential because all the plants are too close together. I'm just like, damn it. This is annoying. Everybody's too tall. Everyone's getting too big. The succulents are great. They're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my propagations, they can sit there for a while and then all of a sudden they're like, no, I'm too tall. Or, like, now I need a stake. Like, my Florida Beauty from you.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a picture. Mm-hmm. I up-potted him, and then I put a stake on him, and then all of a sudden, he's too tall to fit in the shelf anymore. So, like, you know, shelf is great in theory, but when you grow plants like me, we have a problem.
Right.
And then I had to, like, up-pot a bunch of stuff the other day, too, because it was drying out too fast. I'm like, why?
You shouldn't be doing that this time of year.
They're in the grow tent. They're getting enough light. They're fine. Nothing upstairs that gets window light is getting repotted.
No.
Although I will admit I did just repot Fiddly Fig in like October, maybe September.
Mm.
But that's because I didn't repot him all summer hoping I would sell him, and I didn't sell him. And so what did I do? I got Kat to help me. He chopped his roots back so he could stay in the same pot, and then I chopped half of his canopy off.
Because
now I guess I got to keep the plant, damn it.
You need to post the picture of Kat with your icon in the Discord.
Shout out to Kat, who also was on our DMV Beneficials
episode,
as well as the plant chat. Kat came over. We did a time swap
mm-hmm.
where I helped. First, she came over and helped me hose down my plants for like 3 hours. And then I went over to her house and helped her get rid of Virginia creeper in her backyard for three hours. Sure. Which actually, that's totally my new favorite thing. Because like you're trading your time, but
the time's up. I thought you were talking about getting rid of Virginia creeper.
No,
it's my new favorite pastime.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No, that is not fun. Do not like it. It's hard work because they grow so dense and so thick that it's just a pain in the ass. But hey, it's better to do with a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, no, that's gonna be my new favorite thing. It's time swap, and I'm gonna see about doing it next year in the garden too. Being like, hey. I'll come help you on a day for however many hours, and then you give me that many hours in my yard.
Yeah.
So great, because then you can be like, hey, person, help me out with this thing I've been putting off for 5 months.
Right.
And then, like, you know, because I was the one who asked, I totally knew I was going to get into the vine removal, and I was like, this is a lot harder than helping me hose down my plants, but I'm so desperate. I need someone to help me do this, or I'm never going to get it done myself, and it was great.
Yeah.
Because I got all the, you know, 3 hours of my time equals 6 hours total of both of our times. Right, so that's 6 hours I didn't have to spend by myself.
Right.
Doing it on my own.
Right.
So, yeah. Kat hosed down my plants while I brought the plants to her. And then, yeah, we, man, this got a little off topic. I brought out my Regal Shield and my Tycon to the backyard to get hosed down because they were just dusty from being inside. And then because they're out, they're not in my house. They're not facing a window. They're out in the yard. I had Kat stand next in between them. And then we took a picture and like,
they're like, it's when they're sitting in your living that when you sent those pictures, I was like, holy fuck. Because when they're sitting in your living room with this, you're like, yeah, okay, they're big plants. But when you put
a person in there,
put them person in between them, like, it's like, holy God.
Yeah, it was wild because like Kat's definitely taller than me and the plants are also definitely taller than me. But like, yeah, to put it in perspective like that with the both of the good sides of the plant
right.
facing the camera, I was like, wow, holy shit. And actually, I know I said I was going to take Tycon to the state fair next year, but I think I need to chop him. If this is what he looks like now.
Yeah. Would you just do top cut? I mean, you could basically put that straight into soil. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I could probably do a couple mid cuts, too, with all those aerial roots.
I wouldn't do it right now, though.
Oh, I'm not doing it right now. I was
going to say, you would have a hard time selling them. Yeah.
It would have to be a spring thing. But yeah, if anyone's interested in some 31-inch tall Tycon leaves, purchasing plants from Kaylin in the spring, let me know. Special deals for friends. Although now I know that none of my friends have room.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are already
I'm
out of room.
I'm already like, don't know what I'm going to do when mine gets this big.
I mean, you dedicate a whole entire room to him.
That's kind of what the bedroom's for.
Which bedroom?
Our bedroom.
The main bedroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have that spare bedroom with that bed you never use.
But that window's so small.
I mean, no. I was going to say just like deck it out with grow lights.
Yeah, but I personally don't like when the Monsteras turn their leaves up. I want them to hang down.
Oh.
So I need side light. There'd be ways around it. It would just take planning.
Planning to get a new house with 2-story windows.
And a dedicated room for the Monstera.
Ugh, that is my biggest flaw in choosing this house. Like, I was excited to put in south-facing windows, right? We got those. They're great. I love them. Mm-hmm. But I should have held out for something with, like, a 2-story window. Or
you don't need this room.
What?
You don't need the room that's up right above.
The sewing room? I do, too. We need to put on an addition to the house so I can have space for plants.
Cool.
It would be nice to, like, bust out the house towards the backyard and put in one of those like little solariums,
mm-hmm.
but it would have to be 2 stories tall,
mm-hmm.
and then probably do one of those things where like
or do a roof conservatory
on top of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The trusses aren't. It'd be a lot of work with the way the trusses are set up because you'd have to go in and like structurally.
Mm.
I know all these things because Brianna's a framer and I've already asked.
And he's already said no.
Right. It would be easier if we, like, you know, build the house out like I'll just say a 20x20 addition off the back of the house and mm-hmm. then make that so that the top floor can be a greenhouse conservatory or something. With a spiral staircase, because why not?
Right.
But, you know, first I think I would have to have probably a spare $100,000.
To start.
I don't have a spare $100,000. I don't even have a spare $10,000.
I don't think you'd be able to do the whole thing with that much. I mean, you'd save on labor. But
Brandon would be so unhappy with me. Like, let's say I go and buy a lottery ticket and I win $1 million.
Well, then you just hire someone. That wouldn't be bad.
We would hire Brandon's dad. Brandon would still have to do the work.
Just invest back into yourself.
I would be like, you're getting paid double.
Right.
And I'll buy you lobster. What does he like? He likes shrimp.
Mm.
Shrimp. All you can eat shrimp. I'll buy you all you can eat shrimp for a whole year. That's my bribe.
Plan of the week.
Is it that time already?
I think so. Plan of the week.
Oh, man. Who should my plan of the week be? Did I decide I was going to start over?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't know. I say these things all the time. I did take a picture of what's going on in my greenhouse so that I can reference it.
I think I know what mine is. I know I've done it not terribly long ago. I think it was back last time Catherine was on for plant chat. My Thanksgiving cactus, my white one. I don't know if I put it in the Discord that it was flowering. It's just a really happy dude. I have another picture of it when it was like fully in flower, like the whole plant flower. And my mom, sorry, mom, but she's like, mine's flowering too. And she sent me a picture and she's got like one. Her plant is like one stalk of leaves right now. And it like branches off a little bit. And it's only like 4 inches tall. And it had like one flower. I was like, mom, please put your cactuses back in the window.
Mom, you're embarrassing me. Okay, I did search and it doesn't appear to be any kind of plant of the week that I've recently had because, you know, I have this problem, everybody. my plant of the week is going to be my Alocasia tandarusso.
Ooh.
I sent you a picture of it the other day because it's down.
You did your tandarusso last episode.
It's not in the plant of the week chat.
I know. I've been bad about posting it. It was on the one with the beekeeping with Alyssa.
Did I really?
Yeah.
See, it's funny that I go through these spurts where I'm like, oh, yeah, this plant. And then I'm like, I already did that plant.
Ooh, did I do my Shivariana anytime?
Okay, we're going to do it. My plant of the week this week is my Ficus Shivariana.
Nice.
This is from Jen. I think Jen got it for like 99 cents for me. Shout out to your plant friends. He's under my Soltec lights, sharing the light with the Taniki, and he's just like happy, loving life. He came inside from living outside in the summer, didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
He has these like really cool variegated glossy leaves, and like, I'm just so excited. This is going to be his year to get big.
It's so weird. When those like first came out, I was like, those are really ugly. I don't want one. But the more I look at them, I'm like, okay, I kind of like it.
Okay. Well, hey, hold out for like 2 more years and I'll get you one.
Yeah.
Because he'll be big enough to prop. But
sure.
Actually, for ficus, I decided my game plan is to let them get tall all the way. And I'll chop them way back, kind of like I did my Taniki.
Sure.
And then they can branch a hell of a lot. Because the taller they get, the more you chop them back, the more they branch out.
Right.
If you let them get a little tall and then chop them back to branch, they don't.
Right.
So that's my new game plan.
Love it.
And then also less work for me.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Enjoying our ADHD plant chat.
Yeah.
Hope you had some fun. Hopefully, maybe you got some plant chores done while you listen to us. As always, you can join our Discord if you want to see our plants of the week, chat with us, ask us questions, bother us, solicit. I'm just kidding. You're not allowed to solicit in the Discord.
I just thought it was funny that you said that we share a plant of the week because we don't.
Eventually I'll get through it and I'll do it. But like, I've been so busy with house like painting and getting stuff done that I have not even got into the Discord unless somebody directly tags me. And I'm so sorry. I even started ignoring some of those.
Oh no.
I just have so much other stuff on my plate right now. So
that's fair.
Eventually I'll be bored again and I will pop back in and show all, share post, all the plant pictures.
Please post 10 plants of the week.
Yeah. 10 plants of the week. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Alrighty.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week on Rough Around the Hedges.
Bye-bye.
Bye.